Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Shit, lead round this motherfucker.
He was thinking, he can't be looking at the camera like that.
I'm sick of your ass. But get my shit going.
Looking stupid. Yeah, looking stupid as usual. Right?
Making waves, jumping out and chicken nuts, cutting balls down the guns. Babbage weed is in
chicken
my
lungs.
Niggas stiff me for a bag. I'ma shoot him in his ass. I'ma show him who the boss. When you niggas gonna learn, when you cross in this game, then your ass will get burned. Wait my turn, on my time. Rock a rock for the dime. Taking fair chance after chance, but I got to dance to the rules of this shit. That's why I keep a revolver. How the hell you robbers? Gonna rob the robber. I'm gonna start you with pistols, slap cross mouth, reach it in your pockets and take your money out. Man, you know what's going, you got cheese, I got dope. But the 900 strong, I got peas, I got coke. Ain't no credit given, man, you can get from round here. Niggas robbing, niggas banging, niggas slanging down here. I got cheese, hoes, and a bunch of fucking dope. I got peas, coke, and some killers at the dope. Hydro weed, smoke, and the powder, I'm so dope. What you need? It's the fuck with your boy.
Quarter
but you dog, it's the low. Selling me babbage weed, but you walked up here in snow. I'm a goat, I'm a pool, me a rabbit out of hat. I'm some cane, miss me sugar.
CJ Pack, bitch! CJ Pack, bitch!
You the step in some shit. You the broke, get to laws. You the tow your fucking draws with me, boy. He ain't know, cause the street never lies. Walk right up on your ass.
My mother says 2 minutes before halftime.
Ain't that a bitch? I guess I'm gonna have to just watch the shit on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
Yes, I'm gonna have to watch the shit on YouTube. Fuck it. Super Bowl's going on and shit.
Somebody live streaming and you wanna pull it up?
I mean, I could fucking put my account in there.
What account?
My Hulu account.
Oh. He got it. It's a Hulu account.
Yeah, my shit live though. But whatever. Nah, fuck that. We doing this pod, man.
Yeah, go
I got
ahead.
Time for y'all bullshit.
Put your Hulu account.
No, fuck you. Because then you going to go and take that shit home.
Yeah.
Nah, I know exactly what's going on.
I know you watching everything live. Huh? This shit lit. I'm lit. Hmm? Watching your movies. Huh? You niggas stupid.
Look at what I did. This nigga want to sit here and take... This is like he takes every other fucking account
Damn,
from us.
Shit come on. Who the white dish?
I'm sick of Moses, man. I swear.
Side cheese and shot.
You love that show.
Let me
you?
Finish.
That's on Hulu.
Let me finish.
Whatever, man. Hold on. We got a fucking podcast to do that fucking Super Bowl away, goddammit. Fuck that halftime show.
Nah,
right
it's
now.
Gonna be lit. Mary J. Blige.
I'm gonna watch it on YouTube. Like babies. We on YouTube now, bitch. Hey, this is Dirty Water Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
Episode 123. Shut the fuck up, Moses. Hmm? I'm sick of your bullshit.
Huh?
What's your problem?
Huh?
What's your problem?
You told me you didn't want
I
us to call
something
you
about
that.
You. I said
you
something
told
about
me
you. Listen.
You didn't want me to call you that. Hmm? You can't handle the truth.
I said Tell something the truth. I said something last episode about you getting robbed, and I feel like you took offense to it.
I did.
You came in here, you said, now you got to be fresh to death.
I got to be
Your chain is showing.
I started trend. I'm like, what the hell?
I started to like
had the popcorn. Hell
yeah,
back
we on YouTube.
On YouTube.
We lit.
Go subscribe. Follow. Subscribe. Put your notifications on. Mm-hmm. All that funny shit y'all later. Be talking about.
Show them
about.
Likes.
Dirty Water Podcast. Go
Show
look
them
it
likes.
Up,
Yeah, you need your name. I knew this shit was gonna happen with him, man. Huh? I knew this shit. Soon as some camera shit was going on, I knew exactly how he was gonna get, man. It's cool.
Nigga stupid.
Fuck cancer. First and foremost.
Word.
I don't wanna do too many rest in pieces. I wanna keep the energy up the way it is right now. I just went to Charlotte.
Look at CJ. Hurry the fuck up.
I know, yeah, hold on. Yeah, no,
tell
fuck
your fucking story.
Fuck my little Charlotte trip. My nigga CJ.
You don't come in here with some fucking fish and ain't offer me none.
CJ fat ass knew he could win. Go got some fish, man. Fuck that shit. CJ is back in this bitch.
CJ.
Like, why you say his name like that? I don't know about that one, bro.
What?
The way you just said it. Like,
Child to CJ.
You drugged the J. I don't know how I felt about it.
CJ. What you want me to say, you fucking right. Pervert? I'm not your fucking what's that shit we talking about? The Apple shit. You can't change my voice, nigga. What
you want? You know what I mean? You're not serious,
man. I didn't like the way you said that.
Oh, now you hit me with his Michael Jackson voice. I got it. It's cool, man.
Right. Video edited by Courtney.
Shout out to Courtney.
Boom.
Hold up, Courtney. What's your Instagram?
I'll put it in the video.
All right, bet. There we go. Bet. All right, cool.
I'll tell you later. Ain't got time for that shit. Just do you. Everybody tired of your shit. See, you're tired of your shit.
So, yo, I took my son to the game in Charlotte. We enjoyed ourselves, right? Got another Airbnb. You already know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They ain't give you no hesitation about giving you renting they shit out.
I'm a real nigga, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm a real nigga. No. There's no hesitation.
Okay.
Do you want this sale or not?
First of all, you got to know how to say hesitation. First.
I said hesitation.
Hesitation.
Okay. So it's that bullshit. Here we go. It's that bullshit.
Stumbling your words again.
Whatever, bro. So.
Hesitation. Justification. Look at CJ. He's stupid. Huh? You missed this.
How
shit
was the game,
CJ,
though?
The game was cool. I didn't like the score. What I mean? Like, Chicago's out there busting their ass.
What you out there?
My man DeMar DeRozan. I've been talking a lot of shit about
who's
him.
Who you going for?
Neither one.
Okay.
I was there because my son wanted to see Lonzo Ball, but Lonzo didn't play.
Oh, shit.
And I wanted to see LaMelo because Lonzo's hurt, so I wanted to see LaMelo.
Was you out there drunk out there?
You know I had a couple, too.
Yo, shut up!
Nah, you know I had a couple, too. I was chilling.
Where's the hot dogs at?
I seen y'all had some nice tickets.
Yeah, we was chilling. We sit real close. Shout out to Uber Eats. Y'all keep tipping me. Mm-hmm. You know, I only do it for the close seats for my son. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the Airbnb I got, you know, like I say, man, I get the balcony and shit.
Okay.
Niggas had camera on the fucking balcony for me, bro.
Yeah, nigga.
No smoking, has signs on it.
That's your karma, nigga. No smoking and don't wipe your ass with the towels like you did last time.
I didn't do that last time, baby. Stop lying on me all the time. I'm sick.
Nigga left him with muddy towels.
You're free.
Sick moves. Sick moves.
Oh, you toilet paper.
I mean, I jumped straight in the shower.
You wipe my ass better.
Sick moves. That's why they gave you a bad
one. Oh, yeah, I don't like the laughter in the background. I don't like the laughter in the background.
You put the towels out in front of the door.
Right.
What the fuck is these towels brown for? Hey, avocado.
That's fucked up, man. Y'all niggas ain't shit, man. They had a fucking camera at the front door. They had a camera. I'm like, yo.
Damn.
I'm just some staying at night and minding my business.
Yeah, listen, they want to make sure you soon ain't as they doing, booked you, nigga.
That's somebody's place that they own, dog.
No.
I get it. Yeah. I wasn't even mad.
They set that shit up. Oh, that's the nigga that was? Okay, don't worry about it.
They
set it up.
They read your review.
They said, this is what he like to do.
Yeah. He going to do is like you.
Nah, it's cool, though. It's
we
cool.
Going to represent
I was there for the night. All I did was just go to the parking garage, get in the car, smoke.
There you go. It's like cool. You should have did before. Yeah. But anyway.
Nah, fuck that.
How was the game?
The game was
nice.
Cool. It was cool. My son had a good time. And then I went to the game again to see Memphis because I had to see my boy John Morant.
You went by yourself?
Yeah, it's dope, though. It's chill.
How was that?
Did you cry?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. You just cry when they get alone and shit.
You gonna call the fam? Oh, the funny thing is I forgot to talk about this. This is some shit I want to talk about. Yo, people that, yo, waitresses, waiters, service fucking sucks out here, yo. Y'all don't work for y'all fucking tips, what
you,
man.
What'd you experience, man?
Like, I went to go get something to eat when me and my son got to Charlotte.
That is the concern because he worked for the service business now. I'm out here delivering food.
No, first of all, I like good service,
period.
You got
to work for your tips.
No, do I your fucking you. Job, my nigga.
I feel you.
Do they your fucking job. That'd be my thing. If you don't want to fucking work,
they
then don't
the
work.
They feel the same way when you eating their food.
Man, listen.
Chips around your mouth.
There you go.
I wanted to ask y'all this. Like, how y'all feel about, you want good, you want decent service.
Yes.
Just because you're black and I'm black and we look cool, but I'm not really cool with all that shit, don't treat me like we niggas.
What
That's
does
the
that
type
mean?
Of shit. I don't like that type of shit.
Well, how was they treating you?
All right, I had a dude. The dude, he wasn't even dressed like a waiter. For one, he had his chain swinging. You know what I'm
getting
saying?
Money.
He was sagging.
He's selling dope.
That's a possibility.
He's selling weed probably to the cooks.
Said he liked my marathon shirt. Yo, I'm getting ready to go to New York and go get this and get that and had gold teeth. Like, yo, bro.
Showed you a stack. All right,
cool. My order is I want this and I want that. My son wants this and he wants that. Cool. Takes my order, says all that shit, comes back. My order came out first, for one.
Mm-hmm.
My son's shit came out 10 minutes later. I don't even understand that shit. You ain't refill our drinks. Then when you came back, you said, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to go to... He said, you from around here? I said, no, I'm originally from New York. You know, I had a lying problem. Remember I told you I got a lying problem? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, now I'm from New York. Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to go up there. I was like, yo, you just told me that, bro. Right. Like, cool. Yo, I need a refill on the Sprite with my son. Oh, I got you, dog. Dog? I'm not dog.
I'm not your dog.
Come on, man. That type of shit is what I'm saying, Dave.
You want us to be professional when you're in the workplace. I got you.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with
one,
that.
But one, the food getting there a little bit late ain't his problem. You know what I mean?
That's not, yes, it is, but if I see you in the back on your phone for about 10 minutes.
You don't know if the food was ready.
Go check, nigga.
Yeah, he might have been.
Check, nigga.
They call,
you ain't got nothing else to do. Check.
As far
ain't nobody
as I'm
else in here.
They might call the joints out. Your shit, you got to blame the cook for that. But
you got to blame his ass for that with his chain swinging in my face, too.
Well, then you should have acted like you wasn't a nigga. Then. You should have said,
I didn't act like I was acting like a parent.
You
should have
said,
nigga.
Should have said, excuse me, sir. I got this marathon shirt as a gift. I don't know who I own this from. Could you move along? You got a fucking professional voice, nigga. Mm-hmm. I've heard your professional voice. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
I've heard
you can talk good.
And you've heard mine.
I don't like the way you said that.
And you've heard mine.
Your shit is trash.
It's trash.
Your shit, my shit fire.
You know it's trash because I don't sound like that.
My shit fire and I don't sound like that.
Use your professional voice, a nigga might switch it up real quick.
I didn't even like how I say, yo, excuse me, yo, come on. So I can, cause I had to go. We trying to catch the game. We trying to catch our Airbnb. We got a shower. You know what I mean? It's COVID out here. You having me sit here. Come on, man.
He had to check his OnlyFans account. You can't get mad at
him. Shout out to Charlotte, man.
Now, would I been wrong for not tipping him?
That's
my question.
He probably was like,
I mean,
right,
if you felt like the service was bad, no. That's on you, bro.
He might have felt you weren't going to tip no one.
I mean, niggas.
See, but that's what I'm saying,
How many people did he have? Did you see him go to other tables, too? Because they don't have
I might
have
seen him go to, like, one other table, bro. I'm not even being funny. Like, it's like that. Like,
so what's the message you want to tell to our youth out there?
I'm sick of people wanting jobs, wanting checks,
young?
But y'all want money, but y'all don't want to work.
Was he young?
That's what I'm sick of.
Was he young?
I mean, he might have been my age. I'm young, yeah.
Okay. What? Okay, let me ask you another question. You think you came straight out of high school?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Okay. So I'm about to say, when you're young, like, you got jobs you're not really caring too much about.
I think
about.
That's what it is, too. He wasn't, like, I felt like, yo, bro, you should be taking this shit more seriously. Like,
you had your go-to.
And
channel,
I liked the tip.
You had your
let
go-to
me be
channel.
Clear. I liked to tip, especially my own. Like, I like to tip black. Like, I tip anything, but I'm just saying. Like, it's like, oh, I see you grinding. I see you working. And I know how hard it is out here for us. Yo, I got you. Okay. I'm that type.
I thought you was a dope boy.
I don't give a fuck what you thought I was. See, that's the other problem. Don't think that.
How was you dressed?
And even if I was, don't the dope boys tip?
Huh? I don't know.
But they don't care.
I don't know. They don't really care.
I don't know if they tip.
Nigga, they tipping in them strip clubs the way they be tipping.
Who said they tip the waiters? Nigga?
What? The strip club.
Shorties in the strip clubs got their titties out.
Yeah. That's different. What are you talking about?
I tip a bitch with the titties out at any restaurant. You know what I mean? You get the tip for me. You pull your titties out of the restaurant. You
nigga
can get
even order shit throwing money.
You should have pulled your titties out.
And then if
you would have got a tip. You ain't working the room. That's your problem, man.
Why would I don't want to do that,
you know what I mean? You would have got excellent.
I'm not pulling
service.
My titties out to the man.
Sweaty titties.
I'm not pulling my titties out to him. I'm not pulling my chest out. Yeah. To
it's too late. It was too
I'm
late.
Not showing my chest to a man intentionally. Listen. Like, come on, bro.
You don't know what he like.
Can I get some more to
give
a
fuck? You might have got the best. You might have got the best service ever if you would have pulled your titties
out. No, I'd rather pay. I'd rather pay you properly. Rip do your shirt. Job.
Right.
Can Snigger. I get some more Snigger drink pulled,
pulled the Hulk Hogan on niggas. I want my drink now.
I need some more of this drink.
I'll be right back.
Yo, stop getting jobs out here and you don't want to fucking work. Simple as that, man. I'm sick of that shit, man. Sick of that shit.
Man, listen.
You did the same thing.
No, I didn't.
These job,
any listen, job I had, I do what I fuck I'm supposed to do.
If your job ain't paying you right, you cut corners, nigga. I'm with all the cut corner shit.
No, I'm talking about service though, bro.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
All right, so you want to give out bad service out here? You don't get no listen, extra money.
You know,
I
you
think
know
good
waiters,
service equals extra money.
You know, in that, if you a waiter or a waitress or whatever, you should definitely give good service because you know that's how you make your money. Yeah,
man. That's all I'm saying.
Some of the waiters
just
work hard.
Be professional. Be professional.
But you gotta understand, I ain't trying to be funny. You got some good workers. You got some solid workers. So you just gotta deal with that. Honestly, you just got the sorry work.
And then when I left, I mean, I still left him a tip. But when I left, I'm pretty sure he's like, oh, he could have left me more.
I mean,
that's that bullshit.
You don't know that. Don't put that on that.
Yeah,
black
you
man.
Might have been like,
don't
yo.
Don't put that on that black man. That black man shouldn't have swung his chain in my face.
He swung his chain in your face? He swung the shit around his neck and it hit you and shit?
He moved his neck with it. He was like, yo, how you, what you need?
Yeah, okay. So what you saying?
I'm like, yo, bro, relax,
yeah,
bro.
Okay.
The charm fell in your nacho dip.
I didn't have any nachos.
You sound real Karen-ish.
Hey, I'm yo, sorry, dog. Wait, what? Yeah, hold up. No,
chip.
Hold up. Fuck with you. What?
Nah, man, now this nigga swinging his chain.
Yeah. Yo, this nigga gonna swing your chain at me?
I don't want to see cut your jewelry.
Out. Cut it out.
Was his chain bigger than yours?
Tuck your shit.
Anyway.
Tuck your shit.
He had two chains on. Like, he put his shit up.
Oh, this was a funny topic right here, guys. What do you watch that you think that other people don't think you watch? Do I gotta start it? I don't want to.
Yeah, start it. Good.
I don't want to start that.
Go ahead and tell them.
Now
you watch OnlyFans feet.
No.
Like
I'm not even a
huh?
foot guy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even a foot guy.
Big toes on.
Yeah. Bubble bath in the Oh, scrub them toes.
Shut the fuck up, CJ. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Let me see the bottom.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Oh, she got the ash.
I'm fucking
it's a line of ash in the bottom. Who that sexy?
I don't even go I don't that far. Sweat. The fact you know this, bro, I don't even go that far. That's crazy.
What's the video you?
You ain't never seen no ashy feet. Know. Please tell me you ain't never seen no ashy feet.
No, I have. Bro. Okay,
I'm not, expecting. Mm-hmm. I'm not expecting feet, bro. Huh? I'm not expecting.
First of all, is ashy feet gonna stop you from fucking?
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't see what.
No, it's not gonna stop me from fucking. I'm telling you that right now.
You put some baby
first
on.
First of all, I ain't even know Shorty had feet. What we talking about here? You worry about if they ask you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What you? What's something you think they watch? You watch?
You said you was first.
All right, we all watch porn. Feet.
Okay.
We all watch porn. All
right, watch what you say, Ryan. What you watching now?
I thought we was gonna come up with something better than this. Okay.
I mean,
Latin porn is good. Okay, good. Let's go.
Every now and then, I like the midget girls.
Okay.
Every now, I like
checking
the
show.
I'm not judging.
A little thick ass. So like, I ain't even gonna lie. I like that shit.
They got the little sausage fingers and shit.
It's crazy. I can pick your little ass up. Like, I'm just saying. Every now and then, it's not my go to. Okay. But I'm scrolling, I'm bored. Nobody's looking. Nobody thinking I'm lying.
Nobody's looking. Yeah, somebody's looking. Like... The FBI is looking.
No. Don't wish that on me. Don't wish that on me.
They know you like midget porn.
Yo, this thing is crazy.
Every now and then, you know, it's a little scrolling.
I'm not
a little
scroll,
you know, like, you know, oh, damn.
They just Mr. Nasty Time.
You like Mr. Nasty Time? Oh, Mr. Nasty Town.
It's Mr. Nasty Town.
Where's the lotion?
I'm sorry.
Look, I'll do what I did. What's up, y'all? I'm sick of y'all laughing and shit, talking shit. Now, what y'all done did? What y'all watching?
Listen. Niggas ain't shit. See, look, I go out there. Look, man.
Not the schmidget.
Is that
the schmidget porn?
Is that it? I mean,
I don't think I've ever looked up midget porn though.
Listen, damn,
now that I'm thinking about
they cute
it,
as hell. They cute
I
as
never
hell,
looked
bro.
Up midget porn, but don't get it twisted.
They cute.
If the midgets in the porn, I don't stop watching. I'm like, okay, what?
Right. Oh yeah, nah.
I don't. It's not like I went for stop. Like.
I'm going slowly.
Oh my god,
midget porn. Mm.
Something different.
Mm-mm. So what's something y'all watch? I'm okay. Joke's over on me, guys. Ha ha.
To me, just YouTube fan. Just maybe some on YouTube. Gaming. That's it.
I'm a gamer.
Gaming
like a little fucking kid. You like to watch niggas play games.
Watch to see what I could do better. You know, saying in the game. Not
you definitely sound like a little kid.
Mm-hmm. I guess a little kid every now and then. So there's nothing wrong with that. You watching?
You be watching
porn?
Little kids with their family and shit.
No, nigga.
Yes, I do. That's what you be watching.
I'm talking about older people playing games. You fucking freak. Don't try to put me with shit, nigga.
I'm telling you, that's crazy.
So okay. What you do?
I'm a gamer.
Probably be the little Spanish shows. I don't know a word they be saying.
wait.
You watching?
You watching?
But they
shit.
Be dancing around and shit. Nigga went into a rabbit hole one time. Shorty was getting. They just do anything on the show. Like why Shorty dancing around with the dress coming up her ass and shit. Don't know a word of Spanish, though.
but you like that visual.
Listen.
I'm not mad at you, bro.
Sometimes I watch it on mute.
The way you the way you're not judging me, I can't judge you.
I can't lie. I watch that shit, too. Like,
Moses put me on. He tried to laugh at me, but it's all good.
Nah, you... I'll put you on.
Little Telemundo.
I was like, what is going on here?
Right.
What is
little
this?
Telemicro. You
this
know
should
what I mean?
Be on YouTube.
Look it up. YouTube. You know what I'm talking about.
That's why I said shit on YouTube. You'll catch some shit.
Yeah, well, my favorite show is Cheaters anyway.
No. There we go. You see what's on the screen. That's
what, oh, yeah. You do got Cheaters. He dipping out. Mm-hmm.
In the
Jeep. In the Hummer.
You going to come with me or not? I'm tired of you.
Sick moves.
Oh man. All right, well, whatever. The baby's out here beating niggas the fuck up, man.
Who he beat up?
He beat up what is it, Danny Lay's brother?
Oh man.
But didn't Danny Lay's brother save you gotta see him? Like somebody else I know.
I mean, he said it was talking big.
Are you a butt whooping?
He was talking big shit, said it was on site. It looked like it was on site.
Yeah, it happened on site.
It looked like it was on site.
He ain't know what on site meant.
See,
the baby showed him what on site.
Stop playing.
Ain't no
how many times that we came to this podcast and said, yo, leave the baby the fuck alone. For one, he's legal to carry a gun. It sounds like the nigga knows the fucking laws. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. And he will kill you with it.
And nigga
he
was in LA. That nigga ain't killing nobody in LA.
CJ, stop, please.
No, I'm just saying.
He's not killing nobody in LA.
I ain't saying in LA, but I'm just saying he bout that.
That's where
he bout the turn up. He bout the action. He bout the smoke. He wants all of it. That's all I'm saying. If he squeezed, he'll punch you in your fucking face. And he punched him in his fucking face.
Yeah, that nigga should have known better. At the bowling alley, it's crazy.
Then you're in a bowling alley.
Without bowling shoes on.
Without bowling shoes.
Jordans are slippery on the bowling lane, dog.
There's no jump man on there.
Right.
At nigga all.
Nigga don't have a bowling ball on them fives you got on.
It's over for you.
No lane or nothing. It's over. You slipping.
Landslide. Come here, buddy.
Banana pill.
You got hair. Grabbed him by his hair, Moses.
Got beat the fuck up.
We had this conversation on the podcast before. I don't give a fuck how much hair you got. It's over for you.
Should know how to
fight. It's hard to fight on that slippery shit.
Don't go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be funny. Some shit you should know. Nigga, you trying to be tough, you know you gonna fuck your ass up on that fucking slippery ass foot.
Especially if he was alone, too. Like, come on.
Like, some shit, you asked for some shit. You went there. That's what you want. Okay, so remember, you got to be aware of your surroundings. You sitting there, I can do this. Okay. Catch ass for me.
Real quick.
Now what? You looking stupid. I'm just saying, like, you could have seen somewhere else, man. You should just.
Be glad you didn't get smacked.
I'm handling it here. Okay, wait outside.
Be glad you didn't get smacked by a bowling ball, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, they kept a real PG with you out there.
It could have been worse, though. You know what I'm saying? So
be glad you didn't become a strike to those pins. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you, like we just said, you by yourself. Come on, right, man. You running up on people. You know
they damn sure could have slid his ass right down the lane, son.
Yo.
How funny would that
be? But can you fall him? Because he's sticking up for his sister, though.
Slid that nigga right down the lane.
Nah. No bumping. We understand that. I'm just saying we understand that. But, bro, like, you by yourself. You ain't had nobody. At least would have somebody.
Think you want to talk first?
Yeah, like, that's what you want to do.
You don't never want to do that. I don't give a fuck if it wasn't the baby. I don't give a fuck if it wasn't the baby or not. In the street, you don't never walk up to a nigga.
In the street.
With him and his niggas, and it's just you.
They gonna whoop you.
Trying to talk.
They gonna whoop your ass. First. Like,
they gonna whoop your ass every time.
You trying to check, first of all.
Every time. Especially if they don't respect you.
I got a question for Dave.
But honestly, you look harder going by yourself. So it's like, nigga, I really gotta whoop your ass. Because you done came down here by yourself. You can tell some niggas, like, nigga, I came by myself and talked to that nigga.
Right.
Dave,
especially
they not doing that, bro.
Especially if your energy is wrong, you know.
Dave,
I mean?
With you having a sister and y'all being close, how would you have handled that situation? Well, you know, because of the baby, you know, that's your nephew's father. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you have handled with him having a sister, though? You know, how you think you would have handled that situation?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have, from the beginning, I wouldn't have said nothing online, so. All that shit is extra.
That's why.
And shout out to my sister. I don't think she would go for a
big
nigga
worm.
Like the word. Shout out to Big Worm. I don't think she would go for a nigga like the baby, get pregnant by the nigga, and then beef about it because she know who type of nigga that nigga is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If he fucking with you and he's still with his baby mother, then what you want me to do? You know what I mean? Want me to, like, come on. She gonna hear it from me before he hear it from me. first. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think she would do that, but you know.
I get it.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't even been in that predicament to be talking shit online and all that dumb shit.
Now, do you think he might have been trying to do this for a little bit of clout or whatever, trying to get some fame to his name? Yeah, like, cause, you know, it's the baby. Know. You know how niggas think.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. You know, niggas, people act off emotion. And
that sucks too.
You know what I mean? And that's probably what ended up just happening. You act off emotion and now it's time for you to back it up. You feel like you gotta, you know what I mean? Show you that you the man that you are. And shit don't pan out that way. You end up getting duffed out in the fucking bowling alley in front of everybody.
Down the lane. Know your lane.
It happens.
Just know your lane. That's all. Know your lane. He ain't know his lane that day.
I'm just saying, like Dave said, you shouldn't have put that shit on the internet because
you gutter ball that
when
day.
You say that it's on site. You know what I'm saying? Like
that on site.
Yeah, when you say it's on site, make sure it's on site.
Yeah,
if you ain't ready for that activity, get your ass up out of the dodge.
You already put that energy out. You know so I mean? you should have been ready though.
My problem is why do you have to tell somebody it's on site? Why do I have to tell you it's on site? No, it's on when I if I feel like it's on site, then that's just what it's gonna be when I see you, nigga. Right. And you don't have to see me when it's on site. Right. I saw you though.
Now you send the notifications, yo, it's on site.
Yeah.
Nigga, shut up.
Yeah.
Some niggas move different. You can't
Facebook
say
notification.
What you gonna do when niggas move different. You know what I'm saying? They don't move like you move, so you can't allow that.
And he did a dope ass freestyle on LA Leakers. The baby did. I don't know if y'all seen
that. That's what he do. He rap. That's what he do.
That motherfucker be going in though, bro. He snaps. He snaps. I just like the Carolina energy, man. I like the Carolina energy. It's fire. We on fire right now.
Right.
We not on fire.
You just told homie you was from New York. Let's go. Keep it moving.
That was me lying. I told him, I said I was working on my line.
Stop lying.
I said I was working on my line.
You should say you was a Fayetteville nigga. Huh?
What I say?
No, not him.
No, what I say? That's what he do.
That's what he do. This nigga want to be from New York. So
stack chips. This is what I do.
Harrell over there.
Fuck you, Dave.
You're not going to get jumped like hell around. I know that.
Stay out the Chinese buffet.
He eating chicken.
I don't even eat Chinese.
He was eating honey chicken, too.
I don't even eat Chinese. Yo, this Mary J. Blige album is pretty good, guys.
Oh, yeah?
I like it. I did. She got joints on here. She got some slow joints. She talking her shit. When it first started off, though, her first song, she had an up-tempo. I was like, oh, shit, Mary, where you going with this one? Had a tempo I didn't really like. I'm like, uh-oh. And then, you know, as it progressed, whatever, and I mean, I like the joint with Anderson .Paak. The DJ Khaled joint is fire.
Is there some pain in there?
Yeah. The joint with 5 Yo Foreign, fire.
Okay.
She got joints on here, man. Shit with Davies, Rent Money, fire. She got joints on here, man. And I love Mary. Shout out to Yonkers. Love Mary all the time. But I still always loved her back when, you know.
Mary's
a classic. We
ain't gonna
never get her back on that white. It's cool, though. I ain't got no problem with that.
So you ain't shed the tear this time?
Nah, not at all, man. I wanted.
Not this time?
Nah. I get her back on the white.
So what is this album?
I mean,
like?
Nah, don't do it now. I'm just saying. I just gotta go back to the old shit. That's all I'm saying.
So it's nothing like the old.
Nah,
come on, man. Why would it be like the old?
It's today. Oh,
you know, some. I'm just not saying like that. But you know how some tracks remind you of like the old Mary. That's all I'm saying.
No,
it can never be like, you know, what she used to.
It's still Mary. She still sounds great.
Don't she got a song like You're Beautiful or some shit on there? What's the song?
I know the joint on there, Good Morning Gorgeous. That shit.
Okay, yeah.
That's the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
That song.
The title track?
That shit's fire.
That shit
that's
fire,
my
yeah.
shit.
I know you shed
a
tear.
A lot of people's playing that, especially on TikTok.
This nigga was listening to that shit on the ride to fucking Charlotte crying and shit. Good Morning Gorgeous. That nigga's soft.
Good Morning Gorgeous.
Well, if you guys
like, good morning,
Dirt. Well, if you guys must know, the song was her building herself up to say every morning when she wakes
I know.
Up.
That's why you can relate.
So why are you bashing her?
I'm bashing you, nigga.
No, you're not bashing her.
You gotta build
her.
Yourself
about you.
Up,
you bash her. No, that's fucked up.
You was
y'all
crying
crazy,
on
man.
That.
That's fucked up. Y'all do married
look,
like that.
Shedding
crazy,
the
man.
Tears. Nobody's saying nothing wrong up. With that if you wake up with that,
man.
Yo, man. Okay? I'm not mad at you.
That's his ringtone now.
I am gorgeous.
Right.
I am gorgeous.
Good morning.
You never looked in the mirror.
This
song
sounds
like
I've
never looked
in my
mirror and said, I'm gorgeous. Fuck you.
I'm sure you did.
Here,
no.
Here is it. This song.
You heard what
me.
I said?
I'm shaking ass. When I hear this, I don't want to shake no more.
Mm-hmm.
Then scrub the ground.
Come good morning, on. Gorgeous.
I hate you guys, man. I really do hate you guys. Hey,
hey, you're beautiful. Remember that.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah,
you
thank you.
I feel
trying,
beautiful
trying
today.
Trying to build your confidence out of here, bro.
I'm perfectly fine, bro. Mm-hmm. Biden's bringing crack back.
What?
There we go.
That's what you feel?
That's not what I feel.
Yeah, that is what you feel.
It's the 80s?
That's what he said. No. He bringing crack back.
He bringing crack. Crack ain't never went nowhere.
Yeah, it's still been here.
Crack ain't never went nowhere.
Man, he said he bringing crack back. He said, what is it, a $30 funding bill to give crack addicts crack pipes?
Have you read the rest of the bill or whatever is on it?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't, Dave, because I'm ignorant sometimes.
There you go.
I am.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think
you just ready because
they got a lot. Of, there's a lot of other shit. There's a lot of other shit in that bill. Not besides that fucking crack pipe shit. Like you know, I guess pertaining to fucking trying to give people better ways to get clean and shit like that. But you know, those headlines you see is the media playing the media games. You know, it's the left against the right. So those big, they take what they see that they know is going to be problematic out of that little bill and they put it on there. Then they get niggas to be outraged. Mm. It's all about the media playing games with y'all niggas.
That's the thing, man.
That's all it is. But, you know, I'm sure he... Like I don't know what that fucking bill, all that bill is too, but I'm sure there's a lot of other shit that he could be focusing on besides.
Well,
that
I've been
shit.
Saying bring crack back for the longest here on the podcast.
Okay, so what are we talking about then? Is you mad or is you not mad?
Nah, I was just telling y'all what our president was doing.
Yeah, okay.
Bring crack back. Need the cars washed for the fire.
I don't get into them fucking little dumbass politics, man. I don't be knowing the truth.
I need
I don't
the
really
boosters
know,
out of the
you know I mean?
Out of
right
the Dollar
now,
General.
It ain't really affecting me.
Get the soaps and shit, you know.
Yeah,
I don't.
Crack ain't
see
never
a crazy
went nowhere,
crack.
I ain't say when anywhere, but I mean, you know, they try to, you know, they switch it over.
Crack ain't never went nowhere. The meth, they giving meth pipes too, man. Meth ain't going nowhere.
Damn,
either.
They giving meth pipes too?
Man, crack pipe, meth pipe, the same pipe, man.
That's a nasty pipe, man.
Yeah, you wanted to bring them back, though. So you get some free soaps and shit.
No, it wouldn't be free. Nigga, I'd still pay for it.
So you get some soaps.
Gotta wash my ass, don't I? No. I gotta wash my ass, don't I? Like,
no, what? You just use fucking Airbnb towels, nigga.
Oh, that's crazy.
There you go, right back around.
That's crazy.
Little nice. Dirty towel, nigga.
Oh, well, Super Bowl is here. I'm missing the fucking halftime show. I'm gonna watch the shit on fucking YouTube where we gonna be at. God damn it. Yeah, check us out. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's wrong with this nigga, right? Right.
Stupid.
Yeah,
where are we gonna be at? Yeah, CJ even rubbing his head the whole time when he said,
"Welcome back, CJ."
God look at him rubbing his head again.
God damn it! CJ been at work in fucking 2 years, man.
Huh?
What the fuck? It's my nigga though, man.
Valentine's Day is here. Give me your worst Valentine's Day experience if you have one.
Oh my god!
Boom. Let's go. Turn it up. Let's go.
I don't even. Damn. That's something I gotta think about. One of y'all gotta go first. Let me think about that.
Come on.
I
dude.
Never had one.
Never so, had one.
Yeah. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you ain't never had one either.
I mean, I'm not into the gifts and shit. So, so it's like I don't know what's bad. What would be a bad experience? Like, and I'm old. You know me. I'm like, yo, pussy don't count either.
Okay.
But every day is Valentine's Day with me. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I would say yeah, whatever. And then I forgot that you was a virgin until you met your wife. Remember that shit, right? Yeah. I've never had sex with anybody except my wife.
You talking about Valentine's Day? Nigga.
Yeah, I know. So you're not gonna talk bad about your wife. So you never had a bad experience, yeah, is what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think of me and her had a bad experience.
Right, exactly.
We beefed. It ain't like we ain't never beefed, but I'm trying to think.
That's
like,
my point.
Did Valentine's Day matter at the time of us beefing?
That's my point. It always matters, nigga. Fuck you talking about. This
really?
Shit.
Valentine's do matter.
When you in a relationship, it matters, nigga. What you talking matter, about?
Man. I'm not into the holidays.
My worst Valentine experience.
You ate some bad pussy?
No. Oh. I was alone.
Bad pussy, no, I was alone. Right.
I was alone.
Like, that was worse.
Soaking in my sorrow.
You cried that night?
No, I don't think I cried. I don't cry like that.
You probably got some candy for yourself.
Some candy?
Yeah.
I sent some candy to my house and put my name on it. You know what? I'm going to eat this alone.
These Valentine M&M's are for me. Man, I'm giving me some ice cream,
holy
too. It's made me feel
shit.
Good.
You know what I mean? Someone loves me.
Damn, I can't. I wish I could think of one. I really can't think of one. Now watch, I think of one by next episode.
Yeah, nah, don't bring it up then. It's over with.
It's over, right?
So what about you, Moses?
I never had one, but
I never had one.
Nah, not no bad experience.
But you never had a girlfriend either. You just dealt with women.
Plenty.
You didn't have a girlfriend. Like, you was never like in love, right?
Somewhat.
I'm just asking.
I don't take you as
a lover type.
Somewhat. Why?
I don't see you as a Cupid.
What the fuck is wrong?
I don't see you as a Cupid, nigga.
Yeah, first of all,
everybody loves.
I would tell you, don't look at me that way. Why are you trying to see Cupid in me?
Because I ain't.
What's wrong with this nigga? I don't see you as a Cupid.
I'm talking about.
Nigga, change your goggles, nigga.
I'm talking about knowing him, though. Like, you know what I mean? Knowing him.
I told you, them different twerk songs is making him come out.
There you go.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I don't
see. What? What are you talking about now?
No, just being like,
God, what are you talking about?
With your inner self.
Ever since you wrapped your head too tight, man, you changed. You fucking changed, man. I don't know what's up with you, man. Let the dress swing. It's cool.
You get your laser surgery, you be good. I'm going to be lighter.
Oh, nah, he's not trying to be lighter.
At all. I'm brown.
No, you're not.
I'm brown.
You're Chris Brown.
What? Nigga say you Chris Brown.
Yeah, on the 10 bed.
Nigga say you not Brown, you're Chris Brown.
Chris Brown on the 10 bed.
I'm not fucking with y'all, man. What's up, man? You got any topics today before we get out of here?
No, I'm ready to go.
Well, I don't know who niggas is betting on the Super Bowl, but I know y'all losing a lot of money. Somebody losing a lot of money tonight. Somebody losing a lot of money.
That'd be the thing.
That gambling is a motherfucker, man.
Let's talk about that. When you gamble on the game.
I hate it.
Like, what is...
I gotta go check my numbers right now.
Because, like, you know, when you gamble on the game, you got some people you gamble with. And they always late with the money. But when it's time for you to pay them, man, you ain't gonna pay what the hell? Bruh.
Oh, yeah. That's niggas for you, though.
What's the downfall of, like...
Niggas love ass betting.
What's the downfall of it?
But if you owe them, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
They call you every fucking day.
Niggas on your bumper.
This nigga on this.
Yo, you work here. I know you got it.
This nigga on his pooty tank.
And I'm like, yo, you weren't here. I should have never bet at you.
I just said it was hot. Yeah, you know what else? It's hot outside, too. I just fucking said that. Lexington. Right. I just fucking said that.
Pooty tank.
You know what else I hate?
I hate you. How about that? I hate you.
But have you ever somebody pay y'all in quarters?
No.
With your bet?
No.
Or half of the money?
You betting, man?
Yeah.
Or half of the money?
Yeah, man, listen, you got to get your money. You get your money in installments.
I got my money in, like, different segments.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I get half of money.
I hate that shit. Because I would have paid you straight up.
Or be like, nah, man, it's something.
Or don't fucking bet. God damn it. Sick of you betting niggas. How much money you got to lose before you don't want to gamble no more, though?
That's the big thing.
Like, say you gambling, you playing cards or some shit, or you, I don't know, like, you know, at the tables and shit. And you said you losing money. How much you got to lose before you know I got to get the fuck up out of here?
Depends on what I came there with. You know what I mean? You always got to set your boundaries. You know what I mean?
Some niggas don't do that, though, Dave.
It don't matter, though. You can set your boundaries and still go over your limit. That's on you, nigga.
That's on you. You got to have self-control.
Mm. Yeah.
That's it. Have a little self-control.
You know, we was in Vegas, boy. I lost some money, boy. But it didn't even matter, though. I was just like, fuck it. We doing it. It is what it is.
I think it's the thrill of it.
The thrill of it?
Yeah. That's what the whole gambling thing about is, the thrill. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You might want to lose, but it's just that excitement. Like, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that, how you feel at that moment. Get that money.
And it's no risk, no reward, neither.
Man.
Put that $100,000 on black.
Yep. No. Scared money don't make money.
Put that $100,000 on black.
$100,000.
Some of that shit drive a nigga crazy, though.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler. I don't like to gamble too much.
Gamble every now and then, but not too much, huh? Yeah.
Yo, Dave, you owe me some shades, too, nigga. Just thought about that, man.
I owe you shades?
Yeah, you owe me some shades.
Okay, yeah.
Left my shades in Vegas that time.
Okay.
You was foul for that. You left them at the table.
What the Migos used to say?
I don't know. I don't care what they said.
Just wait on it.
Yeah, man.
Mama!
We just talked about gambling and niggas paying niggas and all this other type of shit.
Just wait on niggas. It.
That's fucked up. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. Y'all ain't got nothing else. I'm getting the fuck out of here, yo. I am getting the fuck out of here. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram.
Dude, we gotta stop.
Dirty Water. Mm-hmm. What happened? Don't even worry about it. I'm not even worried what the fuck y'all talking about.
Don't worry about it. I know my skin is tight. I'm living right. I told you I kill it every fucking time.
We on Facebook.
I'm a podcaster.
We on Facebook. You at Dirty Water.
Shut up, man. Say. Look in the mirror and say it.
We on Facebook.
Before you say
at Dirty Water Podcast.
Say you're a podcaster.
Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Episode 123. We out this bitch. 2-6 and
I'm gorgeous.
Word.
Moses.
That's my word too.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
You looking stupid.
Cut that shit, CJ.